It is time for our weekly look at another Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation to end intimate partner violence in Ontario. Now, we will refer to intimate partner violence, or IPV, several times. Joining us, as she always does for this conversation, the Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee. Aaron, thank you for being here.
Nice to be here.
All right. We are still under the education banner as we go into number 25 of the recommendations from that inquest. And number 25 says, use and build on existing age-appropriate education programs for primary and secondary schools and universities and colleges. Such programs should include violence prevention, recognizing healthy and abusive relationships, identifying subtle indicators of coercive control, understanding risk factors such as stalking, fear caused by IPV, strangulation, threats to kill, managing and processing feelings, dispute resolution, community and bystander obligations, the need for safety planning and risk management, and the unique experiences in rural and urban settings. There's a lot in there, Aaron. Maybe you could sort of, I don't want to say summarize, but break it down for us.
Sure. I think that recommendation 25 really is the crux of how do we work with our education institutions to insert IPV prevention and education on every level. So how are we creating curriculum, or how are we inserting information in existing curriculum to ensure that people are provided information about what the signs are, what to look for, what is a healthy relationship? Because if one has navigated unhealthy and abusive relationships at home, how is one to know what is healthy and what is unhealthy? So we need to be breaking it down for different ages, different stages, and different institutions in order to look at prevention and look at information. So at colleges and universities, right, we'll be looking at sexual violence, we'll be looking at dating, we'll be looking at stalking, we'll be looking at consent, and we'll be looking at safe travel across a campus, right? And we'll be building on existing programs like the ones that exist in universities with blue lights and programs that do help people navigate their campus. So building on some of those things that already exist and enhancing that information so that people are empowered to be able to say, okay, that feels wrong. Ah, yes, it is wrong. So now what do I do about that? Looking at kindergarten and looking at our early ages, building an understanding of, you know, touching and what is okay, you know, and having a no feeling and what is a no feeling and how is a no feeling okay, right? What do we do with a no feeling? So looking at all the various levels and intersections in our lives and in children's lives and in young people's lives when they're going through the education system, looking at all the intersections in terms of peer friendship development, in terms of the bullying programs, and in terms of the new anti-human trafficking policies, how do we insert information and build curriculum and build help the school boards build policy and recognize that in addition to the responsibility of educating our kids in math and all of those subject areas, we also have to be weaving in issues related to consent and healthy touching and no feelings and healthy relationships and how to see it, name it, change it, really. So I think this is really an important and central education related recommendation, but I think it's going to take a long time, and we're going to have to work on that in steps in terms of priorities and look to the existing experts and existing curriculum to really enhance.
It's really interesting. I'm curious how much work you do now with the school boards and with the schools in general. I know that there's a partnership with the OPP. The OPP do lots of things with the schools. So what about organizations such as yours, Lanark County Interval House?
Yes, so we have a public education program and we are invited into schools. So we are really have been doing lots of work with grade 7 and 8 and then always doing work with high school students. A lot of it is focused on consent and how to maintain and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationships. We have been for years now offering student conferences. So we do a student conference every year where we invite all school boards in our county to send students to talk about various areas of the issues of intimate partner violence. So, you know, sometimes the theme is going to be about inclusion and looking at different varying identities and how to deal with violence in those relationships. Sometimes the theme is going to be about being kind and finding kind and looking at girl and girl violence. Sometimes it's about, you know, the notion of kind of how men are stereotypically conditioned to be men, and the many faces and the many disguises that men have to employ in order to be considered a man, right? So what does that look like? And breaking that down and unpacking that and you know, debunking the notion that, you know, what does tough guys look like and what do, you know, submissive women look like, and that is not something that, you know, we want to reinforce in relationships and gender development, especially with the variables around gender identity and gender expression. We want to build an inclusive community where if violence exists, that we can still be talking about that from the lens of gender diversity. So we do lots of public education. We also use our social media platforms to offer lots of education around, you know, hate and racism and various trends and various issues that occur in rural communities as our rural community evolves.
I wanted to ask you about getting the teachers involved, but I can see that is the subject of our next recommendation. So we will save that for next week. And Aaron, I want to thank you as always for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I'm Bob Perot for Lanark Leads Today and Lake 88.